As we reflect upon this day, the Lord's Day, it provides us with the opportunity to consider the great things that God has given, that which the Scriptures refer to as gifts. A gift is defined as something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation. Gifts are things that excite people. They strike the chords of the emotions and express something about the giver as well as the receiver. In today's segment, we want to consider some gifts that Jehovah has bestowed upon the world as well as his people specifically. On a physical plane, the preacher said, "Behold, that which I have seen to be good and to be comely is for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy good in all his labor, wherein he laboreth under the sun, all the days of his life which God hath given him, for this is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart." Ecclesiastes 5:18-20. When man reflects upon the knowledge that it is God who gives us the power to get wealth, Deuteronomy 8:18, and it is our God who maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust, Matthew 5:45, we should have a heart of gratitude. On the spiritual plane, God's gift to mankind is of much more value. When speaking to the woman at the well, Jesus said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living waters," John 4:10. The Apostle Paul spoke of the gift of God in Christ when he said, "Know ye not that to whom ye present yourselves as servants unto obedience, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God that, whereas ye were servants of sin, ye became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered. And being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye presented your members as servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now present your members as servants to righteousness unto sanctification. For when ye were servants of sin, ye were free in regard of righteousness. What fruit then had ye at that time in the things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, ye became servants to God. Ye have your fruit unto sanctification. And the end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 6:16-23. God has given man many gifts, both temporal and spiritual, the greatest of these being spiritual. The gifts of God are many. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to the intent that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works, Titus 2:11-14. God brought us salvation, instructs us as to how we should live, gives us hope, redemption, and the ability to become a people for his own possession. Do you recall the words of Jesus to the woman at the well, saying, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living waters. Then remember these words as well. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And he that heareth, let him say, Come. And he that is athirst, let him come. And he that will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of James saying, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom can be no variation, neither shadow that is cast by turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures, James 1:17-18. We invite you to come join us.